So just to tell you what I did the yesterday meditation as it is. So I went through the whole thing, and starting from this, before the meditation, I got the idea that when we say that can exist, it is the path coming from feeling to the volition, Dhamma Machari. And so, in the middle, there is name and form. The path coming from perception is the path that you say exist. Can exist and exist. So, two different things. So, it is the perception, something to do with the form. Because of the form exist, you say exist. And you get the feeling here. Because of the feeling, you think, I can exist. Because of such a feeling, I can exist. So this path can exist. This path exists. Perception is here. And then, when you go through that path, then I was analyzing the consequence of this thing. In terms of yesterday meditation, so I don't have to repeat the yesterday meditation. So remember we were talking about that there is this bhayagati and then soka and then kamasra. So that means when I look at from the paramasa to the thina point, and that's that line. It's talking about so for rotation of 45, you know, when the line from mohagati to idansaccha, voltage of insistence that this is the truth, when that line rotate the 90 degrees, and the line from paramasa to volition, that if it only rotate in 45 degrees, then the consciousness does not flow. For consciousness to flow, this line should be rotating 47 degrees at least. This was said to me by Mandaladipati Buddhavaya. So that is 90, this one 47, it flows. Otherwise it doesn't flow. Then you don't get the idea that can exist sort of scenario. Okay, so the consciousness got to flow for you to have the permanency, the idea. When the consciousness flows, you think, ah, yeah, it works. Like you open a tap, water is coming, you are saying. You are happy, water is coming. If it is not coming, you are not happy. You see, it got to flow 47 degrees. The 47 degrees is from the feeling, the craving, and then you get the ditti asra, taint of
views.
That's another line over there. So that is coming from thina to bodhi of insistence, idansaccha. So now you understand further dhamma when you look at this diagram. What it says, if it flows, if it does flow, then you think the consciousness is flowing and you become restlessness. You have the uddacca. It works. You know, it works. It's working. And so become conceit because it works. Like the water is coming, you have the conceit. Yeah, it is coming. Right? If it's not coming, then you are sad and it has nothing for you. So now then you can see. I do not know that you are familiar with these lines. In the bottom, you know, the lamentation place, we are talking about paramasa, and then we have idansaccha, and here you have bhayagati, and that side, mohagati. Okay. This cross, we mark these numbers, this one number 5, line number 5, and that one line number 6, and this one line number 7, and that is line number 8. So, line number 6 then, because of my uddacca, restlessness, I say, it is working. So now it is coming from here, saying it exists. That is exist. And the, from the perception side, you are coming to that name and form, and then you get another line here, the number 7 line, exist. The same phenomena is coming, exist. This one is exist, line number 6 is exist, line number 7 is exist. Line number 5 can exist, because it came from Dhammamacchari to volition, from volition to the Idansaccha. Idansaccha, then you come to number 5. Okay, so now you can see two different scenario here. And I'm saying from this particular point, I'm talking about exist, exist, can exist. And the mixture is number 8. Number 8 is the mixture of that one. Exist, can exist. Then one need to think about the path of a neither perception nor non-perception, where we have described, they are there in that diagrams as well. So I have explained it in the diagram itself, that there is this feeling, you know, from the feeling to volition, and it flows, you go for avidya asro to ditti asro, and there is a path, you can look at that later on. So I understood that path very well, because that this person is not generating further feelings, because that mixture is coming, but he has no idea, he has no perception about that whatever thing coming from Idansaccha to Bayagati. It occurs, but no perception, for neither perception nor non-perception person. So he is actually talking about the hub only. Number 7, you know, he knows about the number 7, although he doesn't have any idea about the mixture, exist and can exist line, mana one. So when I came to that level, then I understood my mind is not producing anything anymore. It is sort of closed to stop. It's not willing to go further. It is, but it's a controllable state. That is remarkable difference. That I go to neither perception nor non-perception or the cessation, with me knowing, with me without knowing. But this one is controllable. I have a choice per se. But that choice is a sort of a different choice. Now what I want, I know if I go to neither perception, non-perception, or for the cessation, then there is this ability to not remembering what you just found, which I do not want. But my mind is not going further, you know, analyzing further, it's also stopped. And I am in this particular situation. No panic, no fear that I will forget. Because yesterday meditation, fearless. That's the remarkable difference over there as well. It's amazing. This Dhamma is amazing. So I was there. And then I found that this is a marvelous Dhamma. So then I found, you know, that Ditti Anusaya line, where you have Bayagati to feeling. So what it has got? Exist, can exist. The flow that coming from number 8 is now going through that one. So this is the line. So I found over here, if I want, I can go for Nirodha cessation. If I want to continue, I have the ability to sort of continue. And this is the point. If I have predetermination, today I will attain the cessation of feeling and perception, then I'll be there for that many hours or something. If I had the former determination, I can do that one. This is the point. And so I respect the Arahants at that time, and this marvelous Dhamma. And they were saying, excellent. So they are saying that I understood myself without their telling me this thing. And then my stomach started like that. But my mind is not reacting. It doesn't care. It does not care about this. I heard this little girl, you know, sort of sigh, this one. But that mind does not react to it. It's there. So, in the time of death, your body is completely, you know, collapsed. If your mind does not react, you won't be born. Body is all gone. Who cares? So that is the state. That is the state that I was talking about.